right, we're going to go ahead and convene this internal affairs. We're ready to entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Move the minutes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Mr. Executive Director, Mr. Baez.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioners, item two is the agency's proposed legislative budget request for fiscal 2013-14. The proposed request is just over $25 million, and it represents a continuation from our current adjusted operating budget. We're not recommending any budget issues. The requested budget is approximately $70,000. Less than this year's adjusted budget due to two items. First, there was an increase of approximately $179,000 for the annualization of the fiscal 12 and 13 health insurance premium adjusted for 10 months. And also there's a decrease of $250,000 to remove the one-time appropriation for the FECA energy study. With your approval, we would seek to finalize the budget request and file it with, on October 15th on the due date. We're seeking your consensus.
Okay. Any comments or questions? Okay. Ready to entertain a motion?
Mr. Chairman, recognizing that this is a continuation budget with just one or two technical adjustments as have been described to us, I move that we direct our staff to submit this LBR on the dates as required.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor? Any further discussion? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioners. I have a couple of other small items. First, at a previous internal affairs, you all requested that the Commission staff look at opportunities for delegation of administrative authority to kind of streamline our process and to identify any additional areas which should be considered. We've been looking at this over the past few months, and we've identified at this point about eight or nine areas for your consideration. Of these, roughly three or four are already prepared for presentation at a future IA. The others might take a little bit more time, and really my only question to you is what your pleasure would be, whether you'd like to wait for us to have the entire group of proposals and matters for you to discuss all at once, or if you'd prefer to see these items as they become ready.
Commissioners? Commissioner Grant?
I don't have a specific preference one way or the other, but I would just say bring them as they're ready.
Okay.
No sense to let them build up and have to deal with a big piece at one time.
Yeah, these are again, the ones that are ready are the ones that take minimal change. In essence, they fall below the rulemaking issue, so they'd be taken care of through our APM. So we have a group of those that are ready. If it's your pleasure, we can bring them up at a probably the next IA. I think they'd be ready. Okay.
Well, I appreciate. I know we started talking about this last year, maybe even the year before, and I appreciate you guys following through with all this.
Commissioner Brown.
Thank you. How many are we talking in total?
At this point, it's eight or nine, okay. I believe, three or four of which are ready right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any further comments on that? Thank you. You can move on to the next item.
Next, a brief note. The Department of Financial Services has returned to us our annual casualty claims report. I'm happy to report that we are below the average for other state agencies. They measure four categories: workman's comp, federal civil rights and employment actions, general liability, and automobile liability. We're well below that statewide average, as I stated. And this is actually a good thing twice over, because we are such a small agency, so even one claim kind of throws our numbers off. So we've had a very good year in that regard. Just thought you should know.
Before you move on, I think Commissioner Balbus has a comment or question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just have one question. I think that's great how we compare to other state agencies, but how was this year's performance, if you will, compared to last year's?
We had I can give you the breakdown of what we had this past fiscal year, Commissioner, and I actually have some information on how that affected our annual premiums as well. But we had no automobile accidents, so our premium actually went down. We had no major cases on the federal civil rights front, so our premium went down, and the workers' claim was a slight increase of about $3,500. We had 6 claims in the past fiscal year. I don't have the year against year over the last fiscal to give you now, but we'd be happy to stop by your office and give you that information if you still want it.
Okay, and I don't know if you mentioned the general liability.
We didn't have any general liability claims. No impact.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. You may continue.
Commissioners, just a brief update on the FECA study. There's an initial draft. The initial draft of the report will be due to the study group, the internal study group, by October 5th. The contractor has already met two of the milestones. They provided the report outline in July, and they've also already had a background section of the report due at the end of August. So we're on schedule.
All right. Thank you.
That's everything. Thank
All
you,
right.
Commissioners.
Thank you. Other matters? Okay. With that, Commissioner Brown moves we rise. Thank you.